Well, back to the world of finance now, and as company profits unwind and share prices collapse, executive salaries are creating new tension for suffering shareholders. Yesterday, opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull used his National Press Club address to push for greater shareholder power over executive salaries. He argued for their votes to be binding on boards. The government has agreed to take a look at the idea. But would it have the desired effect of capping executive pay? Stephen Mayne is a shareholder activist and publisher of The Mayne Report. Stephen, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Stephen, before we look at Malcolm Turnbull's idea specifically, that idea of making shareholder votes binding, we'd better explain how the system works now. Can you just briefly run us through what power the shareholders do have?
Sure. Look, shareholders approve any issue of shares or options to a chief executive or a board, and they approve the overall cap of fees to all the non-executive directors as a group. So, for instance, at BHP's AGM on Thursday, there's a proposal to increase the overall pay for the non-executive directors from $3 million US to $3.8 million US. And they also have a non-binding vote on the overall remuneration report. So the board has to do a detailed report on the overall policies of pay at the company, and then the shareholders get to approve or not approve that. But that particular vote on the remuneration report is non-binding. It's advisory only.
So that's the point where Malcolm Turnbull wants to make a change, so that currently shareholders have a say. They can put up their hand and say, no, we don't think that chief executive officer is worth that much, but it's non-binding. The board can ignore it.
Yeah, and the problem with the proposal is that it's a general report into the overall pay policies of the company. So when you vote against that, you might be voting against what a middle management is getting, or you might be voting against what the chairman is getting. So I think what Malcolm probably needs to focus on is a specific resolution dealing with what the chief executive is getting, so what the chief executive's contract is, because it's very difficult to enforce or make binding an overall rejection of remuneration pay policies across a company. It's a very, very general vote that's going on. And what would happen? And how would you enforce that vote being voted down?
Is there any capacity now, though, for the shareholders to express a view on the chief executive level salary?
Well, the chief executive, it's pretty weak, actually, because they are exempted from the board elections. So CEOs are not up for election every 3 years. They have a loophole to get out of it. Shareholders can vote on any options issue or equity issues to a CEO, but they don't specifically get to vote on the cash component. So it is quite outrageous that a chief executive could be given $200 million cash as a cash bonus, and there is no vote. The only way you could take action on that would be to subsequently vote the directors off the board who approve the payout. So maybe there is an argument that a specific chief executive contract involving equity, golden parachutes, cash, the whole lot, should be subject to a binding vote.
In the last month or so, Stephen, there have been several large companies where shareholders have rejected the remuneration packages presented. Boral, Transurban, Wesfarmers. These shareholders would have a reasonable expectation, wouldn't they, that their vote will count if the company is not performing. They would expect the board to listen to them, even though it's not binding.
Well, that's right. I mean, in the case of Transurban, they gave their former CEO, Kim Edwards, a $16.6 million golden goodbye. And so the shareholders turned around and voted against the remuneration report. In the case of Boral, the chief executive, Rod Pearce, got a $1.7 million increase in short-term bonus. And so they've turned around and voted again. So the two best examples of boards that have reacted to a big protest vote was Telstra last year. It was 66% against, and they improved their disclosure policies this year with Sol Trujillo's package in particular, and it was passed last week with 96% in favour. So the shareholders voted against, Telstra changed their practices, now the shareholders have voted in favour. And even at the Millionaires Factory, Macquarie Bank, 2 years ago there was a 21.5% protest vote because too many of the Millionaires Factory executives were getting 70% of their bonuses in the form of cash up front. Big protest vote, they changed their policies, and this year's remuneration report was 95% in favour at Macquarie. So I think the system's working well. When shareholders are voting against, we have seen the likes of Telstra and Macquarie Bank changing their policies.
But how well is it working if, for instance, the examples you gave of Boral and Transurban, the voters have clearly indicated they think the payouts are too much or the bonuses are too high, those payouts still go ahead and that bonus is still paid, aren't they?
Well, that's right. So it's not working
in terms of the shareholders' power, is it?
Well, it's not working because it's not a specific ability to vote on a specific CEO farewell payout. So the specific reform that we need is to give shareholders the right to approve any payout to any chief executive, say, worth more than $1 million. At the moment, shareholders only get a vote if the CEO's payout is 7 times their salary. And that's just a very high threshold. So, for instance, the chairman of ASIC, Tony D'Aloisio, when he was fired from the ASX board as part of the merger with SFE Corp, he got a $7.7 million payout, which didn't go to a vote. So this was ridiculous.
Because it wasn't 7 times his salary.
That's right. So the one that I think the Labor government is looking at this now is to lower the threshold for a golden goodbye payouts to CEOs, and that would be a terrific reform. That's the most important one we need, because we've seen some outrageous examples like Owen Hegarty at Oz Minerals. They asked shareholders to approve a $10.7 million payout. Shareholders said no. They voted that down. So they just gave him $8.4 million cash anyway a few weeks later, and that was just outrageous.
And why are they doing that? Are they doing that because it's a competitive marketplace and you need to have these arrangements in place to get the talent? I mean, these are huge sums you're talking about. The shareholders don't like it. The boards go ahead and do it. Presumably it's not just looking after a mate, is it?
Well, no, they argue it is the market, and it is a big problem. I mean, even the current president of the Business Council of Australia, Greg Gailey, when he quit Zinifex 2 years ago, he got a $12.6 million payout. And the most outrageous one we've seen in the last few weeks was at the transport giant Toll Holdings, where they did a demerger of their rail and ports business. And as part of that demerger, they did a $55 million buyout of all the executive options that were related to the company. And they were assuming a share price that would hit $40. Now, the share price today is $6. Mm. So shareholders at Toll Holdings paid out $55 million buying out options that were worthless. And that explains why 43% voted against the remuneration report. But look, I agree that the payouts is the biggest problem. There's been a lot of scandalous, quite outrageous examples of it. And really, something's got to be changed.
And just finally, Stephen, do you think this whole sort of collapse on the share market really will change the way that boards relate to their shareholders?
Well, look, shareholder attendance at AGMs is up 40% this year, and you are seeing a lot of examples of companies getting seeing their share price fall, say, 60%, yet the executive pay is remaining high. I mean, Rupert Murdoch's share price at News Corp's down 60%. He got US $32 million last year. So unless some of these boards start slashing the CEO pay packets in line with the plunging share price, I will think you will see far more anger and protest votes coming from the shareholder base who've lost their shirts.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Stephen Mayne, he's the publisher of The Mayne Report, a shareholder activist, and not a fan of Malcolm Turnbull's call for shareholders to get binding votes on corporate salaries, though he thinks there is room to move to somehow siphon off specifically the salary of the CEO so shareholders have more say over that and the sort of bonuses awarded.